Welcome to The Morning Crew, a grief podcast hosted by three gals in their mid-20s. Here, talking about grief is completely normal and a part of our everyday life. So grab a cup of coffee or a drink. Grief conversations can actually be that casual. So let's talk about it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I just want to acknowledge that we've all kind of taken a little mini summer break ourselves. So we are back after hiatus, but really excited to all be back together and in the stewed. And we have so much to talk about because we actually ended up being together in person during that time, which was super fun. And we'll get into that in the meat of the episode. But first, as always, wanted to pass it to the ladies to talk about any updates. I myself don't have any updates, so I will pass the mic to Kelsey first, because I know we've had Mother's Day, anniversary, Father's Day, but I'll start with Kels with any updates.
Yeah, I know it's crazy how long it's been. We're all busy summer ladies. Time is flying, and it's great to see your guys' faces now. Yes, in that time, my like quick runway of all milestones happened. So mom's birthday is end of April, Mother's Day is like 2 weeks later, and then death anniversary is under a month later. So they definitely all come like one, two, three. And as we say, like obviously year one feels very distinct and I'm still in the earlier stages. So this represented kind of year three of the death anniversary. So Mother's Day was technically like the second Mother's Day since she passed. So I'll start with Mother's Day. And for anyone who hasn't listened, like the approach my sister and I took last year was very effective. We kind of made a day out of it where we made sure we like weren't in the city. We went out to wine country and kind of sat by a pool and didn't really look at our phones. We wanted to replicate something similar. However, we were like, screw it, let's get a massage also. So we wanted to find a place that had like a spa. I just booked from a place, like there was a lot already pre-booked. And so it took me a while to find somewhere with an opening and I did it. Had no idea, like literally saw zero advertising. When we walked in, you guys, the entire spa was co-branded with Veuve Champagne, my mom's favorite champagne. I'm not just talking like they were handing out champagne. I'm talking the florals, the pillows, the couches of the lobby. Like there were books, coffee table books, and the huge sign out front. And we were like, literally, what the hell? Like, what are the odds of that? And so we like check in and I'm like, when did you guys like change your spa to be Veuve themed? Like I definitely did not see this at all when I was booking. And they were like, oh yeah, it's a trial program. Like we just built this out about a week ago, but like we're really excited about it kind of a thing. And so we were like, that was actually so freaky that of all the spas we could have picked in like Northern California, it was full ass Veuve themed. And if helpful, I can like post a picture. We can show a picture of it somewhere. And then also we then get assigned like our lockers, like in the women's locker room for the spa. And you can tell they're busy because they're kind of like walking around to give us different lockers. And they give me locker number 4 and my sister locker number 29, which are my mom's birthday. It was April 29th. And so like that just felt also really bizarre because they like weren't even next to each other. She was just like testing lockers to see what was open. So that was crazy. Like right out the gate, we were like, okay, like signs feeling wild. And we did our thing and had a nice time. And I stand by and I think that tradition will kind of work for us for the foreseeable future of doing something kind of like relaxing in wine country and make the day feel a little more exciting and relaxing for us and like choosing not to be with any other family and it just be the two of us. So I'll start there and pause that was Mother's Day and then I'll get into the anniversary.
That is insane. I knew I was just going to ask if you had pictures of the Veuve themed spa. I can genuinely not believe it. Like, I know, like, we just my jaw was dropped while you were telling me that. And then the locker too. We always say we're gonna do like a episode on signs and kind of what we believe and what we think of. But like, man, did you guys say anything, like talk about it or bring it up when you were just you and Kylie, or did you kind of just like let it pass?
Oh, we looked at each other when we walked in and we're like, what the actual fuck? Like, this is next level. Like, this isn't some sly thing we're kind of reading into, like, oh, they gave us a glass of champagne. Like, that's not that crazy at a spa. But it was fully branded, and we were just, we're like, we're not going to tell like the spa lady. Like, that's kind of a lot to like tell her, but we did. And then once she like assigned us the 4 and 29 lockers, we just kind of looked at each other. We're like, damn. And then we've like shared with like a few relatives, and I guess anyone listening now will know. But yeah, we do eventually need to do maybe a signs episode. There's a lot to unpack there, but that one was a big one.
Was the champagne they gave you was obviously Veuve too?
It was Veuve too.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's like there was like it was like a celebration. Like it was like a sign of a celebration. That is so amazing.
No, truly. It was like insanity. And like my sister forgot a book, and they had all these books like about the history of Veuve. So that's what she like read by the pool. It was just ridiculous.
I feel like it's just one of those situations where the sign is like so, I would assume, really positive and like a really happy sign. And like, that's the kind of stuff that you want, and kind of almost like that's the part of grief that is like, okay, like I appreciate like this sign, or I can take it for what it is. And I really do enjoy that. So I'm just happy that that even happened and you got to experience that in such a positive way. But that's so, so cool. And just so nice. I feel like almost like a warmth to that in a sense.
Completely and literally, it was all that gold color, so it felt very warm. But that's a good call with like the positive. It definitely took like obviously a sadder umbrella reason for us being there and made it like this happier, like, oh my gosh, haha, like she did this, or like, you know, somehow something all aligned for this to happen. So that was the little fun, crazy takeaway from Mother's Day. And then June 11th is technically the day that my mom passed. It was essentially in the middle of the night, so it was like barely June 11th. It was like a little after midnight. So it was kind of interesting as we were approaching the time. One, as we get close, I'm like, Kylie, like, my sister, does this work for you? Like, I'm going to probably barely work from home, but then we can like, I don't know, go to a nice lunch and go on a walk by the water. And she later told me on the day, she was like, I didn't remember June 11th. Until you like brought up a plan. She was like, I don't know if I'm just like trying to forget the day, or it's like not resonating, or like nothing reminded me. But she was like, if you didn't say that, like, I don't think I was gonna remember possibly. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. And on the day we like went on a walk, and we used like the morning part of the day to kind of like reflect on that time, that like ending time, which is obviously the time we talk about the least and like don't want to ever talk about. But because it was the day, we just kind of like went on a walk and like reflected, almost like to validate, like, yes, that really horrible, most traumatic moment of your life like did happen. We're the only two people who understand it. I mean, obviously my dad too, but like peers wise, we're the only two people who understand it. And it's like a quick moment to like talk about it. I kind of asked her, I was curious, like, she has a serious boyfriend, like what her boyfriend knows about it. We kind of reflected. She shared like that she didn't remember that day. And we talked about how like we hope as time goes on, we kind of don't need to make that big of a deal out of this day. And then interestingly, my dad also didn't fully remember, and like his friend texted him. And then my dad was like, well, I'm going to kind of observe it on the day before, because that was more the day. And then he was kind of, he took time and he's like, but I'm kind of working on the 11th. So like, we don't need to talk about it on the 11th. And so that was kind of interesting too, that like, he was like, well, I'm just going to observe it this day. That made sense for me. He, you know, brought the flowers to the gravesite and like did all the things that he wanted to do to honor it. And then my sister and I kind of did, but like getting to that place where like, you know, Mother's Day will forever be in our face. Her birthday, as we've said, like we want to be celebratory and happy, but like the anniversary of the death is such like a darker, sadder day. I just thought all those little tidbits were kind of interesting. I'm curious either of your thoughts on that one.
Yeah, I think that I like that's pretty, or I don't know. I shouldn't say that's pretty common because I'm just speaking from my own experience. But I think that that has been common for me in the past. I have forgotten, in a sense. Obviously, like, I'm as much as you want to honor them and remember them, I think we talk about this all the time. It's like, you don't have to, like, prescribe yourself sadness that day, or like that you want to even honor them that day. Like, it's totally fine if your dad wants to observe it on another day. It could literally be like a random day that's not around the anniversary at all. Just like keeping their memory alive, I think, is important. And it never has to be on that day. And like, I've had, you know, sometimes, like, for example, I can imagine if there's another huge life milestone or something that happens on that day, do you want to separate it from that other milestone? Like, let's say for some reason, like, and you could look at it serendipitously, like when we talk about signs of like, that just happens to be the only day your future wedding venue has availability and you want to get married on that day. Or it happens to be the day that your child is born, or it happens to be your best friend's birthday. Like, all of that stuff can happen on any day. And if it just so happens on that day, you can definitely view it positively and celebrate that happy celebration, but then have space for the anniversary, like, on another day, or honor it another day. Like, I just think it's one of those, like, almost like the holidays, like, do you have to be like, think about them on that day? And I do think it's like kind of normal that it's not top of mind. And some years I think it just has been like that, and then other years not. And I don't know, I just feel like that's really normal. So I definitely want to normalize that on your dad and sister's behalf.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Kathy said. I thought it's interesting that your dad, my king Ken, did have like a different time that he wanted to remember it by. Like, it's not like he was like Kathy said, like, just like forgetting about it or like not acknowledging it. Like, he had his own special like thing he was doing for himself, which I think is really cool. And on that note, I think that this could be a really cool transition to what Kathy was saying, because on your mom's birthday this year, my sister and Blake, who was on the podcast, welcomed Reagan Page into the world. So I have a sweet little niece. I am absolutely obsessed with her. She is so stinking cute. I know I'm biased. We share a middle name, which is very special to me. And it has just been such a joy with my remote position. I was able to, back when we were adults, but, you know, not in relationships or planning to have kids, my sister and I were talking and she was like, I want you to be there with me when I have a kid. So because I work remote, I was able to book a one-way ticket back home to South Bend and be in the room and quite literally watch my niece become a human, like be completely earthside. I held her in her first 2 hours that she was born. It was my sister, then Blake for 5 minutes, then me, because I had to go home to take care of the dogs. So I got to sneak in early with some love, but I was able to spend her entire first month of life with her, which was such a gift. And that is my very exciting update. And it was very sweet because I texted the girls as soon as she was born and I sent them a photo, and Kelsey, the thing, she's like, that was like, that's my mom's birthday. And I thought that was just really freaking cool, because I knew that her birthday was around then, because I thought about that, because my birthday is the week before. And I was like, oh, I feel like there's a lot of birthdays towards the end of April. But it was very special whenever I realized that. So I wanted to, I took that as a good slide in, because it was very special. And I'm glad. And they're very proud of her. She's my sister and the baby. They're both great.
Oh, no, it was the sweetest update, the best text. So, so happy for all of you. Auntie Mads, like, for the win, like, so helpful and incredible. You got to be there for a full month. And just like, I can't imagine how helpful that would be, like, if I were your sister, and just how special that is. You got to hold her. And yeah, like a freaky layered connection that it was on literally my mom's birthday, like not just the day around it, like the day, which I think is so cool and special. And I just like couldn't be more excited for you, and that you, the remote job timing also, that you like were able to change jobs completely unaware of like all of this, and that like all of that fully aligned. And it's just incredibly special time and very serendipitous of like full circle moments and getting to see someone so special to you being born.
It's similar to, unfortunately, not to bring it back, but to what you said about when your mom passed away. She was born at like 150. So it was very almost not sharing a birthday with your mom. And she did, which I just thought was so cool because I was kind of thinking about that when I saw, because I was just sitting there watching the Eras tour. And it did dawn on me. And then as soon as she was born, everything just slipped my mind. But as soon as you said it, it just brought such joy to me. And I knew that it was right after the time that it could have been. She could have easily been born a couple hours earlier. But I, like you said, I was able to spend her first month of life with her, and I'll pass it on. But I was going to say the first time that I left her was to come and see you guys in California. So I got to go stay with Kathy for a couple of days. Kathy, how was it for you?
So exciting. Also wanted to acknowledge big congratulations to Kennedy and Blake and Reagan. I'm just over the moon excited, and she is truly the cutest baby. You're not biased. She is very adorable. But it was very exciting to go from that and getting that news and being really excited for all of us to be meeting in person for the first time all together. And Kelsey and I have met a couple of times, but we were really excited to be with Mads, and so much so that Kelsey ended up booking a 24-hour ticket to LA just to be here, which was so, so special. And Mads, I know, had a wedding, so it kind of lined up with a perfect timing to stay in LA with us, or with me, sorry. And it was so much fun. Mads and I started with a day to ourselves where we got to do our little Vanderpump, Malibu bonding time. It was so nice. We got to go to the Malibu Pier and have some wine and listen to good music during the day. And then obviously go to Tom Tom later on that evening. And she even met a bunch of my friends at a friend's birthday, which was so special and like just so nice to be able to like invite you guys into a piece of my world and like see my home. I think it would be amazing to do that, like in each city of like our own, and meet our other friends and family members and things like that. So it was really special to see that integration. And then of course picked up Kelsey first thing Sunday morning from the airport, which was great. And she was ready to go. We obviously had so much fun on Sunday, but yeah, it was just overall such a great trip.
I want to end the Roxy or the situation of your meeting your friends by giving a shout out to my girl Roxy, because I was just talking to her the other day for her birthday and your friends were lovely. It was such a joy to kind of hop into your life for a couple of days. And I do just want the record to show that the first time I spent one-on-one time with Kelsey, she just climbed into bed with me at like 7 a.m. because it was so early in the morning to make her 24-hour trip work. So we snuggled and gossiped for our first like hour of in-person connection, which I think is something to note because it's very special.
It was so perfect, and it's just incredible. Like, I know you guys shared that from that birthday that you brought Mads to, that your friends were like, wait, how long have you guys known each other? Like, wait, this is the first time you guys have met in person? And you want to be like, well, yeah, when you share like the most fucking intimate parts of your life in long conversations over the course of like 2 years, you tend to get close to people. And then throw in that we have a group chat and we love Taylor Swift and we talk about all these other things. It was just such a trippy, like, oh, like, is it going to transfer? Like, oh my God, yes. It was like, yeah, Mads and I acted like we have been friends for years of our lives. And yeah, I woke up at like God knows what hour, like in the 3 a.m. range to get to the airport and like make the most of the 24 hours. And we just chilled, laid in bed, talked about whatever, boy updates, the baby, life updates, just as if we're old friends. And it's just the power of what this podcast has been for all of us. And obviously we'll get into like the full day, but also I do have to just quickly first give a massive shout out to Kathy, who was willing to pick me up from LAX early in the morning. For anyone who doesn't know, LAX is a crazy airport. And I don't know, airport pickups are just an extra sign of like care and love. And like, I could have Ubered, I would have been fine Ubering. And it was so early and she came and picked me up and it was just all in all, like, such a sweet start to our crazy 24 hours.
It's okay. Picking up people from the airport is my love language, but I don't want that to be a social clip or anything, because I definitely don't want to be taken advantage of in the future. But I do like picking up people from the airport. I will say that on audio.
I was going to say she's a better friend than me. I stayed in bed and waited for her to come home. I didn't move out of bed. So better friend than I. No, it was so cool. Like you said, Kelsey, we were sitting at her friend's birthday party, and I was like kind of anxious because like I almost like I was kind of like joke, like unintentionally playing mind games with Kathy, but like, I might not go. I don't know if I'm going to go to that, because when I flew to LA, I knew Will picked me up and every other person I met for the entire, like, I guess up until I met Kathy in person, was just like brand new people to my life and people that I wanted to impress because they were really important to Will and his family. So I felt like I was on the whole time. And it was actually Kathy took me to Blue Bottle and we were chatting and I looked at her and I was like, I love you so much and you have to know how excited I am to be here. But like, I can't talk right now. Like, I really just like need a couple of minutes. And like, I know that I just technically met you, but like, I know you're a good enough friend to me that I can just like tell you I need to disassociate for 10 minutes. And I did. And then it was fine and fun. But it was just so funny. Cause like you said, we were at this bar and somebody's like, how long have you guys been friends? I genuinely thought you like have been friends since you were children. And we were just like, and I kind of looked at him cause I didn't know. I was like, does she want these people to know? Do they know she has a podcast? I didn't really know how to say it. So I just kind of like looked at her and let her take the lead on it. But the connection is just, I was better than I could have expected. And it was just so cool to be having that whole experience.
I love it. I love that we can just clearly be so real with each other about that. Like, we literally talk about our mental health and crazy stuff. So if Kathy wasn't the friend you could say, hey, I need 10 minutes, I don't know who you could say that to. And then one of my favorite other like just friend, girlfriend things to do is once like it became a normal hour of the day, we like started getting ready for brunch. Kathy had planned out this like lovely day in LA. And so Mads and I are like talking about our makeup products. We're just like getting our makeup done and we're all just like getting ready together. And it's also like, again, like we had this big sleepover and we're like learning. I don't know. It's just like, it wasn't like this facade you're putting out when you like first meet someone. It was like this cool psych experiment of like, what happens when you talk about a lot of deep shit and then like throw them together 2 years later. And it was so fun out the gate and comfortable.
You even did my contour.
That's amazing.
That's so true. I almost forgot. And because you were just like, oh, like, how do you really do it? Like, and I'm like, let me do this. Like, I've done so many of my friends' contours over the years. Like, let me help you. We were just sleeves rolled up, like, absolutely in it. I think, like, we can talk about also overall reflections at the end, but it was one of the most fun, happy, like, laughing filled 24 hours I've ever had. And it was the best escape and just the most fun the whole time in every situation we were in. So we get ready together and then we head over to brunch. Also, because we knew we were taking pictures, obviously we had to take some pictures together being in person for the first time. We decided we wanted to color coordinate with like the logo of the podcast. So like a light blue. And we're walking into this brunch place in like this matching light blue, joking that it looks like we're going to a boy baby shower because we are so matchy and it's such a specific color and we're like already laughing out the gate. And then Kathy, I'll let you take it from here because you had this amazing connection. So we have this baller table at this very nice famous restaurant in LA. So you can take that part away.
Yes, I definitely wanted to make sure that we got the best of the best for the 24 hours that we were together. So I took us out to Elefante, which is probably, I would say, one of my top three favorite restaurants in LA, if not maybe my favorite restaurant in LA. And there's a view of the water and really good food and just it's incredible and I love it there. And again, like we had an ocean view table, which was so nice. And ended up actually also having our drinks comped, which was so, so nice. And I mean, he doesn't listen at all, but my friend's boyfriend, Cody, was the one who hooked us up with that. And just so, so nice of him to do and to get us that table. I mean, I like am just so appreciative because I really wanted to like, I almost like wine and dine you guys, I guess, like in a sense, like in LA. And I know that sounds like so cheesy, but like I did. And so I was like, I need the best table, best food. And it really, really worked out. And I'm just so grateful for. So again, just a major shout out to my friend's boyfriend, Cody, who hooked us up there. And then after brunch, we went to Palisades Park in Santa Monica, and the lovely Will met us and was our little photographer for, oh my God, I don't even know how long, and took truly, I don't even remember what the final count was, if you guys remember, but like, I think it was over 600 photos. Does anybody remember?
I'm going to pull up the receipts right now because in our big shared album, Will is an icon.
Yes, but it was definitely like over 600. And I wanted to touch on the fact while Kelsey's looking that you said your friend's boyfriend, Cody, and we know he's a precious gem of a man. And so I want to know your guys' opinions on Will because you just had to spend a lot of time with him.
Yes. Will is a sweet baby angel, like truly huge sweetheart.
I co-sign.
What guy is just also super down to be our photographer for like 2 hours and then hang out with us and want to chill and hang with us for another drink after, which we definitely like well-deserved beer that was on us because he put up with us for so long and like just such a trooper. You can tell how much he cares about you, and I can tell how much you care about him. And it's just so, so sweet, the like love that you guys share. And I'm so grateful to have like witnessed it in person. And it just was like, I don't know, it was just so great to see. I think with anybody that you love, you want them to be in such a like positive relationship. And it was like very heartwarming to witness that in person.
I couldn't agree more. It was so cool and special that it was like our first time meeting you and then also getting to meet him in the same foul swoop. And like to paint the picture, he was like in LA with all of his friends for a friend's wedding. And what like LA for anyone who hasn't been is far and spread out and trafficy all the time. He was like on standby when we were wrapping up our brunch, drove, I want to say 45 minutes out of his way just to meet us at this park and take pictures of us for like at least over an hour, probably close to two. He couldn't have been more patient. Like we were like, oh no, like the lighting was bad. Like we need to take this again, like being girls. He was like, no problem. Like just the most angel sweetheart. He's holding our stuff. He's hyping us up. You two are being fucking adorable. Like just when you see each other, the way you look at each other, how you talk to each other. It was just so sweet and cool to see, like such a bonus that he got to be there. And then, yeah, then we got to actually hang out with him and like chat with him and not just be like, hi, nice to meet you. Take pictures of us. Thanks. And I just echo everything Kathy said, that it just, it means so much when you already care about one person and then you get to see that they're in such like a happy, healthy, beautiful, loving relationship. And to close the loop, the big shared album, 687 photos and 5 videos. So yeah, we are insane. But you guys, we had one day and we are, you know, trying to market ourselves a little and just like hone in on the moment. But we had one day and we went hard. So huge shout out to Will. I know he doesn't listen, but maybe you can have him listen to just this part, Mads.
No, that was so sweet. Honestly, both of those testaments and words were so, so kind. Kathy, when you first started talking, like you said something, I can't remember exactly what it was, and it like brought tears to my eyes. It was so beautiful and so sweet. I appreciate it. I do. I should also give him a shout out because I'll probably show him this part, that he was such a trooper. He did. He was so sweet. I flew there to be his date in a wedding. I had said, I want to stay these extra days and I want to spend time with my friends. I don't want you to be there, but whatever. And he was just like, okay, we'll stay till Tuesday. He was just very, very flexible and like I was like, I want you to drop me off Saturday morning. We were going to go hike the Hollywood sign. I was like, I want you to drop me off to Kathy because we woke up later than we wanted. This is limited time. He's like, okay, yep. Dropped me off to Kathy, got out and like took pictures of us hugging and meeting for the first time, which I did not ask him to do, which was very sweet. Gets out my stuff, gives her a hug. And then, like you said, like comes back the next – well, then comes and meets us 45 minutes away. Then comes back the next day before Kathy had to get on meetings because I didn't want to like be a bother. I was like – I was just like, I know I wouldn't be a bother, but I was like, come on. Like I just want to make sure we get out of there. He got up early to come through LA traffic during morning rush hour to pick me up from Kathy's house because I was having friend anxiety. And he's just the sweetest angel. And I am so grateful for him. And I'm so glad you guys got to meet him. And I think it's only right that I close off this section because, well, I know Kelsey's going to want to talk about our after photo shoot mid dinner plans, but I just wanted to make sure that I was the one that brought up John and Vinny's in this conversation.
I was so curious where you were going with this. I was like, what is she going to talk about right now?
Well, whenever you were talking about Elefante being your favorite restaurant in LA, it really inspired me to the fact that we were there. And I honestly, this whole conversation, I've been thinking about it. So I had to start it now. And I know we're going to go back to our – I know we skipped a part and I'm aware of that. But like I couldn't keep it any longer.
Okay, take it away, Mads. I'll circle back to our afternoon. Take it away, John and Vinny's and the fucking hysterical dinner we had.
I shit you not. I have three notes on John, just to bring ways to bring up John and Vinny's because I started thinking about it when Kelsey said that she had the most fun 24 hours because I was thinking about Kelsey, John and Vinny's version of Kelsey, which was like one of the funniest things. Like I had a stomach ache because I was laughing so hard. But of course, our hostess with the mostest. Kathy got us a reservation at John and Vinny's, which I'm sure if you are in the California area, you know about it. It was my second like birth. Like it was this my new favorite thing. I loved it so much. I took Will back for lunch the next day before we returned our rental car.
Oh my God, you did? Wait, I didn't know that.
I know you talked about it. I didn't know you did either. But you had a spiritual experience eating that pasta, so I had a good feeling.
I was like making noises, like it was so good. And I was also so happy with the girls. Like I had an Aperol spritz or a good white wine. Like I was just so happy. It was like blissful heaven. So the next day I made Will go to lunch with me right before we dropped off our rental car. And then I learned how to make the spaghetti lemon here because I couldn't not go without it. Like I'm psychotic about this place. So
wait, I love that. That's
Kathy,
so
you gave
cool.
me a life-changing experience.
No, I'm so glad.
We go to this beautiful restaurant before my life was changed. And Kelsey, Kathy and I both get a glass of white wine. And Kelsey gets an iced tea and just becomes like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like slap happy, like sweet angel, hilarious. Like, Kathy, can you describe it for me? Because I'm having a hard time finding the words.
I don't know. Maybe it was the delirium of waking up so goddamn early that day. And then it was finally hitting her, I think, at dinner. I think like that's what was really happening. It was just so funny. Kelsey was just on one, I think. I know. And we got coloring like placemats and we were all coloring our own placemat. And Kelsey was just like making so many comments about the coloring. And we were kind of just like reverted back to like little kids in a sense, which was like so sweet and special. And just again, speaking to like the seamless integration of it all and how natural everything felt, like, and in that moment being able to like laugh with Kelsey and stuff, just again not feeling like she needed to be on or like anybody needed to be on at any moment, like we just super normalized like our personalities and like quirks the whole day, but especially that dinner.
I'm like laughing so hard. I think Kathy, you nailed it. It was like the delirium sitting in. And that's why I was like, if I drink alcohol, I'm going to get sleepy. So I need a little caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
And it gave me this weird little silly boost with the iced tea. And I was like still happy and like on adrenaline, but I was just very unfiltered and like kind of saying unhinged comments with that unfilteredness. And it was just so cute. Like we were having wholesome Italian food while coloring with crayons, placemats, and then ordered like cookies for dessert. So the comment about feeling like we were little kids and we were just absolutely giggling at everything. Like, it probably did look like, again, to anyone who watched our table be a little silly, like, it looked like we had known each other for forever. Like, no one would guess that that was meeting from a grief podcast. I know we haven't said this directly, but if it's not abundantly clear, we did not use this time to record. We did not use this time to talk about anything heavy or anything about the podcast. We use this time to hang out and appreciate each other's company and just have fun and be friends. And it was like so perfect and ridiculous. And now I'm also craving John and Vinny's. And I wish I could just teleport back to that level of like it felt so carefree. Like, obviously we all always have a million things going on, but I feel like we were all just like very present and really able to just enjoy it and lean into, like Kathy said, like just completely being ourselves.
Yeah, it feels like, and I'm glad you said that about the cookies, Kelsey. I was like, we also like ordered like one of every cookie we could. Like, we were just like being goofballs and it was just so freaking funny. And like, I was proud of us. We did all share like a protein, so we had some protein for the day, but like, we were acting like total kids. Like, it was just so fun. And all of us were sober. Like, it was just so fun. And then on the way home, we listened to the Wicked soundtrack and Kathy drove us down by the ocean to see the sunset. And I took like 18,000 pictures. I also took pictures of us coloring at John and Vinny's. So we're going to have a bunch of pictures to have to share from this episode. But it was just,
I mean, we have 687. So yeah, we have a few pictures to share. We might need to do some, once this episode's out, we'll do like a good 10 swipey post and story and whatever else to highlight this.
I need a screen record and scroll. Sorry, I need a screen record and scroll down all the pictures we have in the shared album.
That's a perfect story. To see how many it truly is. Wait, I love that. You absolutely should. I will quickly go back to our afternoon before we finish. So just because that was also really funny. So we had downtime kind of between, we did like the brunch, photos, the one bar with Will. And then Will went back with his friends and the three of us went back to Kathy's apartment and vegged on her couch and like, why am I blanking on the word? Like
casted.
Bone casted.
Yeah.
What is
yeah,
the, casted. Just casted our TikTok onto the TV. And all just watch a bunch of Eras Tour TikToks together to make sure like our Taylor Swift love was fulfilled in person. And we got to like talk about what, and it's been so long. There's been so many Taylor headlines since. I don't exactly remember, but the new album had been out and we were looking at all these TikToks, I think of the updated tour and dying laughing. It was also the time that like the trust fund 6'5" blue eyes trend, for anyone who knows, was coming to life. And I think like Mads and I knew about it and Kathy didn't yet. So we were like trying to educate her on that. And we're just being, again, like completely vegging, but just laughing our faces off and being ridiculous Taylor fans watching TikToks on a TV for like 2 hours.
Yeah, and for some reason, I was, like, laying on the floor because I think I was charging my phone. We were just, like, it was just so fun. We got, like, Chick-fil-A. Like, Kathy and I had some of our wine from the night before. It was just, like, peak, like, girl time. And I want to say it was so funny because the first day I saw Kathy, she said the 6'5" finance whatever. And I didn't know what it was. And I was like, what the hell is that? Then she brings it up at the birthday party that we went to. So it's another comment that I was like, how do you not know that? Then the next day she brings it up on our photo shoot. And Will goes, I tried to say that to her the other day. And she was so confused. And I was like, how does everybody know about this but me? Like, Will and I's TikToks are so opposite, but he knows about this trend. So I was just like so out of the loop on it. It was so funny. I think I was doing night shift with my sister. So like during the day, I was like hanging out with them. And at night when I usually would scroll, I was with the baby. And like when you have a 2-day-old baby, you're not going to have scrolling on TikTok. So I missed like a whole chunk of memes there. I felt like I was like, it was crazy. It was really funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely have been on that train from the beginning. So fully aware of
it. So sorry. Excuse my correction.
But no, it's so funny how it's evolved and like still a thing. I think somebody posted that it was going to be like as a joke, obviously, the song of the summer or whatever. And anyway, it's just funny that it still stayed relevant. And we had to get Mads up to speed on that quickly. But yes, and then after dinner, we went back to just vegging out a little bit more. And this time we were trying to pick something to watch. And I think like Sex and the City is just the perfect like bow on the 24 hours of like girl TV time, like to wind down. And I haven't seen Sex and the City. So that was a huge like,
which is so Kelsey, insane.
Very much so rooting and cheering on me watching Sex and the City for the first time. And just kind of us like dissecting all of the characters and who we identify with and all of that stuff was really, really cool. And again, I think just the perfect kind of end to like quality time together and a girl's like trip. And it was just so, so perfect. Honestly, I don't think it could have gone any smoother. It was so great.
It was perfection. I don't even remember. I did fly back then, like the 6 a.m. flight back on Monday. And I think I went completely into a work day, like as if I wasn't just in LA for a second. And I was just fueled by the joy and the fun of the day that I was just like, what is being tired? Like that is a choice. Like Taylor says, like jet lag is a choice. And that is how I felt. And it was just so perfect. So fun. Completely agree. It couldn't have gone better. I obviously already felt so close to you guys, but in a weird way, we like validated like that side of our friendship of like what it would be like for all of us to be together in person and like take the podcast and grief out of it. Just like three girls who are in similar phases of life with a lot of overlap and a lot in common. And it was so special and so fun. I still am holding out and can't wait 2025, a full weekend together in Palm Desert. And now that I know what 24 hours holds, I cannot imagine how freaking fun Palm Desert weekend with you guys would be. So much in our future.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you were like off of iced tea, like I am so wanting to see what you're like with a spicy margarita. However, I have seen you, we've gone to dinner and I have seen you in that state and it is just an elevated state of the iced tea state. So I fully looking forward to that.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. And, you know, I'll come back if we can go to John and Vinny's on the way to the
okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. You're flying into LAX, you're eating John and Vinny's, and then you guys drive the 2 hours. Like, no question, Mads needs John and Vinny's. If she's in, like, a five-hour radius, she must have John and Vinny's.
So good.
Again.
I also wanted to say I thought it was really cool because we, like, I feel like you guys talk a lot because you're in the same time zone. You can, like, talk about things, like, daily. I talk to Kathy sometimes about Bravo, and, like, and we talk in the group chat all the time, but, like, it was really cool, like, when it was just Kelsey and I in the morning. And then, like, with Kat, like, I one-on-one time with both of you, and I feel like I got to learn, like, so many other things I wouldn't have known because, like, I just – it's just hard to get on this. Like, if we're talking about something serious, like, I'm – it's almost 11 o'clock here. So it's just – it was kind of cool to, like, get, like, inside or, like, literally, like, just, like, best friend girl time, like, hearing about things I didn't know about or learning about backstories to the boys or the people that I heard about. So it was just really – that part of it was really cool to me too because I've never met or been with you guys to experience that in person.
We are interwoven now, you know? Like, yeah. That really just solidified it. We are rock solid, not going anywhere. And also, so clearly, no matter what happens to this podcast, like in a perfect world, we do it forever. But if weirdly we didn't, just knowing that I now have you two in my life as friends is like the greatest gift of all. Aww. In any form, serious, fun, iced tea, drunk, heavy, whatever, Taylor Swift, TikTok, whatever we're doing, talking about, like, we are obviously clearly bonded for life. And I know like we all don't have like everyone in our universes who know about the podcast, but I think for all of our friends and family who did, they were all so hyped. They're like, oh my God, you got to be with Kathy and Mads. Like, what were they like in person? Like, that's so cool. Like our friends who listen kind of know of each other. And like, it is just such a cool, special, really unique, kind of hard to explain quickly bond that we have, but the best 24 hours. And I think maybe that's the title of the episode, the one when you have 24 hours together or something like that, because that just feels right.
That's super cute. I like that a lot. And I just want to echo that all of my friends kind of like said the same things too, of like, that's so exciting that you're getting to be with them. It's almost like, it's almost like we're in our long distance relationship. And so like you're visiting for the weekend and it's like, oh my God, what do you have planned? Like, what are you going to do? Like so much quality time together. Like, and that's why I feel like I was like whining and dining. Cause it's like, oh my God, I have to like put on my like best self, or like what would be like what I would want to do, like, you know, to have like the best weekend with my friend or whatever, whoever I have like in a long distance relationship. So it was really, really special.
I mean, no boys picked me up from the airport before, so Kathy already one-upped men all around the world for that.
But I did not take 680 photos of us, and I will say that that gold medal goes to Will, so...
That gold medal does go to Will for forever. For forever.
Yeah.
Kelsey, that was so sweet. And then Kathy earlier with me and Will, both of you, like, I told you guys I was, like, kind of, like, in a weird, like, hormonal stage. And, like, it's like you're trying to make me cry over here.
Oh, my gosh. Not trying to make you cry. But just giving him, you know, the credit that he deserves.
Well, and the sweet thing Kelsey was saying about, like, how just, like, how great it was that we're all together, like, really bringing it out of the podcast and, like, the fact, like, like all the things Kelsey just said about us and our like our relationship was really, really sweet too. Like it was just the whole sum of it. I love you guys. This was so fun.
Love you too.
That whole weekend was so fun.
Love you guys both. And it was actually so fun to relive because it's been a second. So like that brought a lot of joy to my day today. And I can't wait to start planning for next time. But that does it for our lovely recap episode of our most magical 24 hours that'll forever go down in Morning Crew history. We will be back without as much of a hiatus to go back kind of into our more normal programming, but knew we needed to fully dive into this. We love you all. Thanks for listening and supporting us so, so much. Please subscribe, follow, send emails. Like I said, we will get back to kind of our more regularly scheduled programming next time. Thank you so much for listening.
Yay. So exciting. Okay. And final note, John and Vinny's, please sponsor us. Okay. Bye.